rocking with Breaking the Chains on your daily House of Haircut. To keep current on all the old school rockers, including info on any new releases they may put out, head to houseofhaironline.com. I'm D-Sider reminding you once again, if it ain't metal, it's crap! See you tomorrow.
Close to 50 years of Sydney Oktoberfest. Join them at the Cheyenne County Fairgrounds in Sydney, Nebraska from Friday, October 4th through Sunday, October 6th for the ultimate Oktoberfest bash. They've got cold brews by the barrel, a giant craft fair, mouth-watering eats, and non-stop entertainment to keep you dancing all week long. Don't miss the grand parade, wiener dog races, and so much more. It's a party you won't forget. Check out SydneyOktoberfest.org for all the details. Oompa, ein Prosit to 50 years of Sydney Oktoberfest. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. When the snow falls and you need it moved, call Danielson Construction. Residential or commercial properties, Danielson Construction is here to make winter a little more bearable. Call at 430-5351. Hey, it's about time for 6 o'clock to arrive. I'll see if I can get a couple more songs in, because unfortunately tonight we will not be having 60s at 6 any moment now. Chase Thompson, our sports director, should be taking over. And we'll have some volleyball on the airwaves. He had to run over to Gordon Rushville. I believe it's in Gordon for Shadron Volleyball as they take on the Mustangs. Go Cards. And in the meantime, keep it here until the volleyball cuts in. And then listen to the Lady Cards.
Are you confused seeing so many ads for hearing aids on TV and wondering what the difference is between them? Girard Audiology is here to answer all of those questions for you. Whether it's an over-the-counter hearing aids that can stream phone calls, or finding a finance program to fit your budget, we're here to help. Because of the excellent customer service and the knowledge we provide, we've been voted your favorite hearing health care provider in the Panhandle for 19 years. Call to schedule your appointment today at Girard Audiology, 632-7415.
Sunny skies through this afternoon and a red flag warning that will expire by 8 o'clock tonight. Looking at the rest of the evening, clear skies with a low in the low 50s. Breezy south winds as high as 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow, widespread haze in the morning and midday, but after that, sunny skies and warmer temps reaching into the mid-80s. Southwest winds as high as 15. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, and Thursday back to 72.
I'm gone, you'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? You life and love might still go on in your heart, in your mind. I'll stay with you.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, A Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. Rising tensions in the Middle East after Iran fired off nearly 200 missiles at Israel today. Tehran says it's revenge for killing off leaders of Hezbollah in Lebanon, while Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, warns,
"We will act. Iran will soon feel the consequences of their actions."
Most of those missiles were taken out by Israel's air defenses. U.S. Navy forces in the region also shot down several of them. President Biden telling reporters,
"At my direction, the United States military actively supported the defense of Israel, and we're still assessing the impact. But based on what we know now, the attack appears to have been defeated and ineffective."
The UN Security Council holds an emergency meeting Wednesday about the escalating violence in the region. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Time for a look at the forecast tonight. Clear skies and cooler lows in the low 50s. Breezy south winds will cut that even further. Gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow the wind will go down southwest as high as 15, but the temps will go up high in the mid-80s and haze until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Overnight clear and again cooler lows in the low 40s. Thursday sunny skies, highs in the low 70s, and Friday warming up to 82.
If you can, time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
The 60s at 6, only on 107.7 KBPY.
Do you wanna dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Come to the moonlight. Hold me, baby, all through the night. Oh,
do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Time for a look at the forecast tonight. Clear skies and cooler lows in the low 50s. Breezy south winds will cut that even further, gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow the wind will go down southwest as high as 15, but the temps will go up high in the mid-80s and haze until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Overnight clear and again cooler lows in the low 40s. Thursday sunny skies, highs in the low 70s, and Friday warming up to 82.
We'll be right back. that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. That never were are parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Oh, do you know the way to San Jose? Can't wait to get back to San Jose.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with a big-city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
And we're here live at the Birdcage. It is another home game for the Chadron Cardinals there tonight, taking on Gordon Rushfield Mustangs. I'm Chase Thompson here in the KCSR Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth. It is about that time for Chadron versus Gordon Rushfield Mustangs volleyball here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shadrad.com. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard of excellence in healthcare. These two teams, last time they met up, we'll get to that right now. Last time these two teams met up was on September the 5th. That was over at Gordon Rushfield. Chadron Cardinals ended up coming home with the dub that night. But it wasn't that simple. First two sets, Gordon Rushfield won 25-24. Chadron got the second one 25-15, a pretty even split in terms of the first two sets. That would have been 26-24 that first set, I beg your pardon. And then the third set, that's when we kind of noticed that this match was going to be a little bit crazy. Chadron got the third set 27-25. Gordon Rushfield bounced back, got the fourth set 25-22. And the fifth and final set went a little bit longer than originally scheduled. 19-17 was the score in the final set between these two sides. And the JV match that we've been waiting on earlier was kind of crazy too. The first set was a 29-27 win for the Chadron Cardinals. Gordon Rushfield got the second two sets to get the win in the JV match and got the reserve match as well, the Gordon Rushfield Mustangs. So if everything that we're seeing so far in the lead up to this match indicates anything, we could be in for one heck of a ride tonight
here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com. The first of a couple of games this week on Shadrad Sports for Shadron High School. Remember, Friday night, Quinn Bailey continues his pursuit of 5,000 yards. Should get it Friday night when they host Chase County over on 610 AM KCSR at 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff. But back here at the Birdcage, full crowd tonight. Man, this one should be fun. It's already been really loud throughout the JV game, and I expect it to only increase the volume in this gym. Hope you sit back and enjoy this ride tonight. I'm sure as heck I will, too. Go ahead and take our first break. Come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Shadrad Volleyball here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Welcome back to the Birdcage as we're here live on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Seeing the standard excellence in healthcare. Let's get to these two teams tonight as we get set to go for Gordon Rushville Mustangs and the Shadron Cardinals. The Gordon Rushville Mustangs, let's talk about them first for a moment. They're 11-14 on season one of their four, 11-4, I beg your pardon, on season one of their four losses has come to the Shadron Cardinals, which remember it was a 5-7 win for the Shadron Cardinals just about a month ago. They are led in kills by number 9, it'll be Rowan Simpson. She leads the team with kills, along with number 10, Emma Martins, with 114 kills coming into the night. They have over 3 kills per set apiece for the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. I thought it was a pretty good job hitting buck 46 on the season, 346 kills, 9.6 kills per set. 9.6 kills per set. They also do a really good job at the serving side of things, 3.4 aces per set. Going into this match. At the net, Shadron definitely has the advantage in terms of blocks. They have the leading blocker on the team with Jove Grisey, sophomore for the Shadron Cardinals. She'll be in our Country Kitchen starting lineup. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the pregame. Get to that right after the national anthem tonight. But so right now, just looking at the stats, I'd say Gordon Rushville has the advantage. But you look at Gordon Rushville's schedule, and a lot of their wins have came against teams like Hemingford, Kimball, schools like that. So they've only had one win against a school that's above them in terms of classes this season. That was not Shadron. Shadron is like Class C1 as compared to Gordon Rushville in Class C2. But looking at Gordon Rushville's schedule the past recently, they got second at the Mitchell Invite, beat Pine Bluffs, naming forward, and lost to Southeast. That's their last three matches actually on the season. After this, they'll go to the Western Trails Conference Tournament in Kimball, where they are the one seed. And then that's on Thursday. Then on Saturday, they go up to Leeds, South Dakota for the Mile High Invite. That's going up on Saturday for the Golden Rushville Mustangs. And you want to flip the script for the Shattern Cardinals, 8-11 on the season. Last time we saw them was back on Thursday in Scottsbluff, and Scottsbluff was through in and throughout a better team that night. Got the Cardinals pretty easily in three sets. But the Cardinals coming in 8-11 on the season. But their series history is where I look at it as possibly a good advantage for the Shattern Cardinals coming into the night. 42-9 and have won their last 40 matches against the Golden Rushville Mustangs. In fact, Golden Rushville has been averaging about a set a year up against the Shattern Cardinals. So avoiding the sweep in terms of the total year, but struggling against the Shattern Cardinals as well. But the Shattern Cardinal team looking to get back on track after losing their last few matches. Actually, they lost Scottsbluff last Thursday, but had to against St. Paul and Minden in the Harvest Festival Invite a couple weeks ago in Gothenburg. So the Shattern Cardinals are going to get back on track as they gear up for the Twin Cities Invite this weekend in Scottsbluff, one of the bigger volleyball tournaments in the West, in the panhandle of Nebraska. It brings in teams like Scottsbluff, Gearing, seeing teams come out from as far as North Platte, even further east down I-80, coming out for the Twin Cities Invite. So a big tournament to test everybody going up in coming up this weekend. I want to take a look at the power points and where these teams sit in terms of where they're going to end up in terms of sub-districts. Since we got softball announced earlier today, I remember Shattern softball will be going out over to Genoa on Monday. First round matchup against Bear, then they'll take on the winner of Twin River and North Bend Central following the Shattern Bear game. But you want to look at the where teams are sitting in terms of where they're going to end up in their Serpentine. Both these teams end up with a pretty solid look since they're in the West region, which is region 4 for each class. So Gordon Rushville is going to has Bear, North Platte, St. Patrick's, Perkins County, and Valentine, and Gordon Rushville is sitting third right now in terms of the power points for their Serpentine. Right now, Perkins County out of Grant is leading things. North Platte St. Pat's is not that far behind, so it's either going to be Grant or North Platte for Gordon Rushville in terms of where they're going to go. Shattern is a little bit harder to find, to be honest with you. They're in, of course, the Western region for the Serpentine in turn for sub-district. They're in the same one as Bridgeport, Chase County, Hershey, Mitchell, and Ogallala. Right now, I believe Chase County leads the region in terms of power points. Ogallala is not that far behind them. Bridgeport's up there as well. Hershey and Mitchell will probably follow Shattern to either Chase County, so Imperial, or Ogallala win. We have sub-districts, which are here in about 2.5-3 weeks for the volleyball things. Yes, postseason is starting on the road. We got down to 35 degrees in downtown Shattern, 28 out of Shattern Municipal Airport, so low freezing out of Shattern Municipal Airport this morning. So yes, fall is here, and boy, this is when it gets really fun to get going with things. But while we're sitting here, let's talk about the schedule for the rest of the week on Shattern Sports. Tomorrow night we got Sports Week over on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shattern.com. We'll have folks from Shattern State College joining me tomorrow night. Thursday night we'll just have NFL football on KCSR. Friday night here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR, our own Jeremy Anderson will be in Crawford for Hay Springs and Crawford. Volleyball starts at 3 o'clock, football following at 7. Pre-game volleyball starts 10 minutes early, and football will start about 25 minutes earlier. And then here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shattern.com, we'll have Shattern versus Chase County, 5:30 pregame with 6 o'clock kickoff. That'll be over on our sister station, 6:10 a.m. KCSR and Shattern.com. Saturday, we got Huskers with pregame at 12:15. Kickoff following at 1. No, 1:15. Kickoff following at 2. On KCSR, then Broncos are Sunday afternoon pair with pregame beginning at 12 and kickoff following at 2:05 on 6:10 a.m. KCSR. Teams are lining up on the baselines for the start of the national anthem. We'll go ahead and pause. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Sports on 107.7 KBPY-FM and Shattern.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Cage here in the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's get into the Country Kitchen, Star Labs Country Kitchen, place like home on 10th Street in Shattering. Gordon Rushell is going to come out with Kirsten Heck, a junior, followed by number 2, Braylon Guinea, a senior. Kylie Goins will be wearing number 16 as the libero tonight. She is a junior. Riley Schultz is a junior wearing number 7. Rowan Simonson is a junior wearing number 9. Emma Martins is a senior wearing number 10 tonight, and Talia Starr is wearing number 11, a junior for the Gordon Rushell Mustangs. Kim Turbo Campbell is their head coach. Haley Bloster is their assistant. As the lights come out here, it's Shattern. Birdcage for the starting lineups for the Shattern Cardinals. We'll go ahead and jump into them for you. They're going to come out with number 2, Bo Behrens, a 5'7" junior, followed by number 3, Sophie Watson, a 5'5" sophomore. Jove Grice, a 5'9" sophomore, wearing number 4 for the Shattern Cardinals in the starting lineup. Number 12, Paige Slingsby, is a 5'9" junior. She'll be wearing number 12 tonight. Jenny Pint is a 5'10" junior. Rayleigh Poirier is a 5'4" junior. She'll be a little libero tonight. And Mercedes Saloon is a 5'5" junior. I expect Poirier to be in starting rotation for the Shattern Cardinals over St. Louis tonight, as Poirier will be the libero tonight. They're coached by Blakely Hoffman, assisted by Kelsey Crock and Abby Hootman. Let's jump into the Shattern Lock. Keys of the game, Shattern Lock. Your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. I think for the Shattern Cardinals, can you wrap up the emotion? It is packed here in the Birdcage. Going to be loud, going to be emotional, kind of hot in here as well tonight. Can you control your emotions tonight? Maybe if this match goes 5, can you last? You've been struggling as of late, especially in matches that go the distance. Can you get it done tonight? This match went 5 the last time we played these Gordon Rushell Mustangs, so be ready to go. The match is really over good, and if you're the Gordon Rushell Mustangs, you're Shattern Lock, keys of the game. Shattern Lock, you're going to be able to lock, safe, security, cameras, access control, keys, and more. Can you outlast the Shattern Cardinals? Shattern Cardinals play up a class, are playing up in, or from class C1, and you struggled against teams that are above you in terms of the classes, your division for class this year. Can you control the match? Can you get it done against the Shattern Cardinals team? Struggling as late, has not as 0-2 at home this year after loss to Alliances in a reverse sweeping, getting swept by Scottsbluff Bearcats last Thursday night. They have announced the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals tonight. I believe it's Think Peak night here at Shattern Cardinals. The lights are about to come on back on here at the Birdcage as the red glow from the scoreboards and the basketball hoop goes in. Yes, here we go. Shattern will be attacking from left to right on your radio dial for this match. They're going to be wearing their home white uniforms. They don't have pink shirts on, but they have their home white uniforms with red numbers, black shorts, white socks. Gordon Rushell. You think of Boise State, think of Lauren Rushville. Orange shirt with blue blue numbers and blue tops, blue shoulder stripes, blue and orange armbands on this. Man, I just drew a blank on it. Compression bands on their arms with black shorts and black socks. Shattering their compression sleeves on. Their arms are going to honor pink to that Gordon Russell, by the way. You'll be attacking right to left as I see it tonight here from the Birdcage. That concludes the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. Seeing the standard excellence in healthcare, it's time for the State Farm Insurance. First serve, like a good neighbor, Tracy Smithride, and State Farm is there for you. This first set is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Chase Thompson here with you in the Black Valley Bank broadcast booth. Black Valley Bank, long here, member FDIC. The Liberos have been subbed in for this first set. Looks like Shattern will get the first serve for tonight. So glad you can tune in to Shattern High School Volleyball here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shatterad.com. It'll be Sophie Watson back to serve. For the Cardinals, she leads team in aces this season. She fires it right to the top of the net. It'll be a service there to begin this match. 1-0 Mustangs. Mustangs lead 1-0. Is back to serve for them. Will be, let's see, it's number 7. Ellie Schultz at serve middle. Shattern struggling to get it up in the air. It's a free ball over to the Mustangs. Schultz, the dig set near side. Coming at the net, getting blocked is Simonson, and net violation on the Cardinals. It's going to be 2-0 to the Mustangs early in this match. Three Schultz back to serve. And Russell has hanging out with her in the back row. And McKinney, as the serve goes to the back row. Saloon sees it, so Saloon that did stay in the lineup, starting the lineup, it was Joe Grice, subbed out for Warriors. Second near side, trying to lay down the hammer, it is Simonson. Set middle, Barons gets killed. Shane Middle got it down. It's 2-1 Mustangs really in this match. Back to serve is Barons. She'll hit it flat with the hand. It's dug back left middle, set toward the middle at the net. She's unable to recover. Back pass, far side. Is it down? It's down. As Paige Slingsby, who left late in the Scott's Bluff match, gets her first kill of the match. It evens it up at 2 apiece. And we got an issue going on with Grice. Her shoe's not tied, so she's going to go to the bench and have Kelsey. Oh. It's a tie on her shoe that was loose. I think one that Kelsey Croft was able to get loose as Barron was back to serve. It's a serve back middle. Is it going to be an ace? And it is. Ace serve for Bo Barron's, and the Cardinals have flipped the script quickly. 3-2 on a 3-0 run as Barron's will serve it flat. Serve back middle. Dug up in the right back right corner by Martins at the net. Going wide with the kill attempt. Is Rowan Simonson, and the Cardinals on a 4-0 run, 4-2 Cardinals. Now Barons will serve. She aims back middle. That's where she's aiming every time. Fight at the net. Good block by Grice. And what's the call? Live net violation on the Mustangs, and Tim Turnbull Campbell is gonna have a conversation with official as Barons serves it. Fight for it. A good dig by Martins. Shattering with the free ball set middle. Grice hits it square in the net. Ball bounces off her face and the Mustangs. And the 5-0 run for the Cardinals. 5-3 Shattering as Riley Poirier checks in for Shattering. Back to serve is Simonson. What a big brace over that right knee as serve goes to the back middle. Received by Cardinals. Pass far side. Slingsby tipped at the net, but it's a kill for Slingsby. First second of the match. Cardinals get served right back on the side out. Checking in is Josie Alcorn, the freshman. And going back to serve will be Jenny Pint. She leads the team with assists this season. 361 coming in tonight. No one else has more than 27. She'll serve from the middle of the back row. They're going right at the Mustangs on the back row. Serve tipped at the net. And what's the call? They're going to give a... Yeah, I thought Barnes ran into the net, so that's another net violation of the Mustangs. 7-3 Cardinals. So Pint will go back to serve once again. Goes back left corner, a little bit of miscommunication by Gordon Russell to keep it alive. Barnes got it dug up as sending over is Alcorn. Freshman that has a long future playing varsity. Tipped in the net, it's a kill for the Mustangs. I believe it was Martins who got the kill. So back to serve is Talia Starr. Serves back left, dug up by Poirier, set far side. Alcorn hits it to the top of the net. No, it didn't go over. This will be a point for the Mustangs. Are on a 2-0 run, 7-5 Cardinals. Midway through, well, early in this Nebraska Bank first set. And Starr will serve it. Higher up and serve. Aiming back left corner, goes wide. Service there, Cardinals are up 8-5. With that, it'll be Paige Sinsby who will go back to serve. She tends to hug this near sideline when she serves right on the basketball line. Is a good serve back just behind the 10-foot line. Martin's forced to hit it from behind the 10-foot line. Set near side. Alcorn goes back left corner, dug up by the Mustangs. Set near side, tipping it over. Is McKinney into the roof block. It's a point for the Cardinals. 9-5 shattered in this first set. Nothing run for the Cardinals. They've had runs of four and now two as Slingsby will serve. Fires a hammer, goes off. The Mustang, it's an ace serve for Slingsby as the Cardinals lead 10-5. Studio 308, Dean Mitchell, Studio 308, specialized designs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Slingsby will hit that one straight in the net. She got lucky on the previous one. That one goes right in. Point for the Mustangs. Subs coming in on both sides. Just like Bridgeport will have Kaylee Campbell. And Shattern will have Tiara Haig. Check in. Haig not in the starting lineup for the Cardinals. The one senior on the roster this year for Blakely Hoffman. A young team that has a bright future. As it's Ella Mayer. No, that's 13 McKaylee Campbell serving. Set middle coming down and firing it down is Grice. There's a good set from the middle. Grice came up, killed it. She'll go to the bench celebrating the Israeli Poirier. We go back to serve. Cardinals up 11-6. Serving it will be Poirier. It's a high arcing serve. That took off on her. It's long. It'll be a point for the Mustangs on the service here as Rowan Simonson checks in. It'll be Martins. Back to serve. For the Mustangs, 11-7 Cardinals. Worms the lefty, fires it. Poirier barely saw that set toward Barons. It got tipped. Good dig on the back row by Goins. And a fight at the net. It's a point for the Cardinals. Mustangs weren't able to get it over, so it's a point for the Cardinals. 12-7 as back to serve is Jesse Alcorn. Alcorn will serve. She rolls to the near side, fires it to the back left corner. Received by the Mustangs, sent near side to Simonson. She hits it in the block and it's a kill. Our first kill of the match. 12-8. Cardinals. And Spraylon McKinney will go back to serve. Alcorn checked out for Saloon for the Cardinals. She'll jump serve, goes to the back right corner. Received by Haig, set far side. Watson goes middle, dug up by Simonson. Pushes to the middle. From the back row is McKinney. Down 10-foot line, swinging out is Watson. Mustangs trying to get it toward the net. Simonson just passes it over, shattering with Pitt. Sets it up for Barons. It's a tip, and it's a kill. For Pitt. I mean, I beg your pardon. For Barons, it was Pitt with the assist. 13-8 Cardinals. Now Sophie Watson will go back to serve. Watson fires over the right hand. It's dug up in the back row. Set goes backwards. Martins from the on 10-foot line. Good receive by Sealoon. Pass far side. Slingsby goes back left corner and gets it down. A And Bridgeport will take a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break for our message from our sponsor, first set sponsor, Nebraska Bank. 14-8 Cardinals in the first set.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Chadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Chad Cardinals lead. Gordon Rushville Mustangs midway through this first set. This first set sponsored by the Nebraska Bank. Rooting with you and rooting for you. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Gordon Rushville forced to run the timeout. Shattern's been in control of this first set. Gordon Rushville has been able to avoid a big run. Cardinals lead 14-8. As back to serve will be Sophie Watson. She fires it from the middle. Goes off the top of the tape. Good dig. From the Mustangs, and Simonson's forced to send it over. Set by Pitt, tipped over by Behrens, and gets down for the kill. Behrens goes pin hunting with the touch and gets it down for the kill. 15-8 Cardinals. So Maine Watson will get the serve for the fourth straight time. 15-8 Cardinals. Fires it over, adds some spin. Simonson forced to receive it, set near side from beyond 10-foot line of Star. Shattering out of system, swinging at his Slingsby, and that got back over somehow off the fist of Martins. Slingsby takes another swing at it and gets another kill. That's four for her. Cardinals have seven between her and Bo Behrens. Eight, actually. Grass has a kill as well. As Watson will serve fifth straight time. It's a high arcing one. Drop down, that was a good dig. Set for Simonson. It's picked up by Pint. Poirier set it to Slingsby on the far side. Slingsby fanned on the shot attempt. Ends the 6-0 run for the Cardinals. 16-9 Cardinals as substitutions will come in, mainly for Gordon Rushville to be Kristen Heck, who checks in the junior. Goes back to serve for Gordon Rushville is number 7. That is Riley Schultz. See back row from the Cardinals set. Near side for Behrens. Hits it in the block and gets a kill. Created into the double block, got the kill down. 17-9 Cards. Poirier will check out for Grice. As Behrens will serve it, she fires it from the back row. Has a chance of going out, but no, it's picked up by the Mustangs, and ill-advised receive. That's an ace for Behrens. 18-9, the Cardinals are rolling in this first set. They did have a 25-15 win in the third set as Behrens goes ace hunting and gets it again. 19-9 Cardinals in this first set. As Behrens will serve it again, she goes back middle. Gordon Rushville, I'm not sure if they want to be in this rotation right now. I'm swinging at his Barnes. It's received by Watson, and Watson gets a kill herself. And Gordon Rushville will burn a timeout down by 11, 20-9 late in this first set. This first set sponsored by Nebraska Week, rooted with you and rooting for you. And timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design and Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We've got the stats for you so far. Bo Behrens has 4 kills, 3 aces. She's tied with kills with Paige Slingsby with 4 as well. Behrens has been absolutely dominant, and Slingsby as well. Aces, Behrens with 3, and Slingsby with 1 as well. Gordon Rushville only have stats for 2 players, and that's Simonson and Barnes, each with a kill in this first set as they are down by 11. Gordon Rushville's huddle. Mention of one of our sponsors real quick. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it. Support of chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern and Thrive Financial. Expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. as Barron serves it. It's dug up on the back row. Set near side. Coming at it is Heck. It goes off the net. No, they're going to. Yeah, it went off the fingertips of one of the Cardinal players. That's what I thought. So it's a kill for Heck, or first. Heck, yeah, Heck. It is back to service. Simonson down by 10. Can Gordon Rushell get a run late in this first set? Fires it back in the middle. Old receiver is Watson, set far side for Slingsby, and Slingsby gets the kill. One off, one of the Mustang players ended up in the scores table. In fact, right at the middle of Kristen in the scores table. So we serve for the Cardinals after they make a few subs. They can turn off the volleyball real fast and send it back to Jenny Pins. We'll serve at 21-10 in this first set. Pence will serve it. Righty fires it back middle, dug up by Goins. Set near side, getting it over. Couldn't see who that was. I believe that was Scholl. Set far side for Slingsby, and she wanted to lay the hammer down, tried to, but the net was in her way. Makes it 21-11 for the Cards. And it's back to service. Talia Starr. As far as the hierarchy one that misses this long. Service error for the Mustangs, 22-11. And Slingsby will go back to serve. Let's have an ace tonight. Fires it with a lefty spin. Dug up by Gorgas in the back row. Burnushel out of system. Or send it over his bar and shadow now. System pit was set up for Grice. Grice lays the hammer down and gets a kill. 23-11. Shattered absolutely dominating this Nebraska Bank first set. As serving it will be Paige Slingsby. Lefty jumps up in the air, fires it into the net. Point Mustangs. 23-12. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Greenboro partner in Chatter, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Serving it for the Mustangs. Is McKaylee Campbell set for Grice from Pitt, and she sneaks it over and gets the kill. 24-12 set point for the Shattern Cardinals. Scooter's Coffee Try, the world-class espresso malted with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Create a perfect medley in a cup. Encore, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. Back to service for a year. Ryan Ford at the net is the Mustangs. Pitt will push it to the far side. Watson goes deep, misses long. So we set point two for the Cards. As Emma Martins will go back to serve substitution for the Mustangs real quick. Simonson checks in real fast for Reese Simonson. As it'll be Emma Martins back to serve the senior. Jumping near, fires it with a lefty. Dug up by Poirier on the back row. Watson from beyond the 10-foot line. Tipped up in the air. By a Mustang player set near side to Rowan Simonson, and she gets a kill. Her second of the match. Set point three for the Cardinals. Barnes from the back row. Oh, it's a good serve. Hag able to keep it alive. Pitt sends it over. Set by Scholl. Coming up the net. Hitting it off the top of the net. Is that off of? It's off of Mustang. And that'll be a win in the first set for the Shattern Cardinals. 25-14 is your score. The end of this Nebraska Bank. We're set Nebraska Bank rooted with you and rooting for you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the second set upcoming. 1-0 Cardinals after the first set.
Let's face it. Buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game or the music concert or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Was your first set score as we get set for the start of the second set, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. So glad to be along with you. Gordon Rush will get the first serve again in the second set. American Legion, the host of all American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shadron Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T-Salon and Boutique. I've seen Tegan Dunbar now here tonight. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Really good crowd on hand tonight. It is warm in here. It is really loud. Thank goodness these headphones know how to, can block out a lot of noise because it is really loud in here tonight, the Birdcage. Second set about to get going. It'll be Riley Schultz back to serve. If you're tuning in to 107.7 KBPY FM, Hay Springs, Nebraska, Shadrad.com. Set far side, tipped over by Watson, 5-4 at the net. Cardinals will reset their offense, back pass by Penn, heads it over to Behrens, and Behrens ends up with a kill. It'll be Sophie Watson going back to serve for the Cardinals. In the middle, fires out the right hand, it nearly went out. Russell has a miscommunication, it's Poirier who receives it. Watson, I bet you're part of those Behrens, set near side. Simonson goes along with it, gonna be 2-0 Cardinals. So back to serve, it'll be Watson. Fires it toward an ace. Goes middle with it. And gets an ace. Three nothing Cardinals to begin this second set as Watson from the back line fires it. Dug up by toward the near side. Simonson swings it at it. Goes along with it. And it's a point for the Cardinals. 4-0 Shadron. Here in the State Farm. Farm Bureau. And agent Brian Lediger, second set. As serving it is Watson. Simonson with the receive, set in the middle, come up toward it is Talia Starr. Does it get over? It does not. A whiff block for the Cardinals. 5-0 Cards. Cardinals dominated that first set and are dominating completely in this second set as serving it will be Watson. Goes middle, nearly gets another ace. Tipped up in the air, miscommunication from Gordon Rushville, and a miscommunication from Shadron. Ends the 5-0 run between St. Lune and Watson with the miscommunication to give the Mustangs their first point of the set as back to serve is Rowan Simonson. Ah! Grabs it with the right hand. It's going back right, left corner, and it is down for the ace. Simonson with the ace. Makes it 5-2. Gordon Rushall on a quick little 2-0 run. Serve is received by Watson. Set by Pint at the net. Barons. Rolled off the top of the tape. And Gordon Rushall aims back right corner. Watson able to get it. Gets out of the way for Poirier to send it over. Overpass. Good play by Barons. As Gordon Rushall comes with Martin swinging at it. Back row dig by Watson. Set far side to Slingsby. Slingsby goes back row. Good dig by Simonson. Kirsten Heck sends it over. Set by Pint, looking for Barons. Goes out the face of a Mustang. Are they going to get over? No, it's a kill by Barons. Mason 6-2 ends a quick little 2-0 run for the Mustangs as she'll go back to serve. Oh, Barons. In the back row, the righty. Good arcing serve. See, just beyond the 10-foot line, quick overpass. Try to sneak into the back row. Run Rushall drives off the top of the tape. It didn't go over. It's point for the Mustangs. Trade points. Here in this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Lenniger, second set. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent, Brian Lenniger. Now back to serve. It is Riley Schultz. Has a little bit of spin on it, going for the right sideline. Saloon able to just punch it over. Back pass. Goes up. Fingertips as Martin's tried to get a kill. Push over the left side. That goes off the fingertips, and it's a kill for Slingsby. 7-3 Cardinals. Studio 308, Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. 0308-430-1723 is Jenny Pint. We'll go back to serve. Righty fires it. She counting at the bottom of her wrist with a knuckle look on her wrist and off the block. It is Martin's good dig by the Cardinals. High arcing shot attempt by Slingsby. Set middle. Jimmy dug up by Poirier. Back pass by Pint looking for Alcorn, who goes down with a little bit of kiss on it and gets down with the kill. It'll spread pretty evenly in the second set as Pint serves it, dug up back row, set. Here coming at the line is Martins. It goes off the top of the tape. It's a point for the Cardinals. Quick 3-0 run for the Cardinals. Make it 9-3. Shattering. Starting it will be Pint. It's dug up by Goings. Overpass. Throwing it right back down is Grice. Kill and Gordon Rushall will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar Shoe Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personal lines, stuffed animals. 10-3 here in the second set. Cardinals lead 1-0 in terms of the set scores. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our second set sponsor, Farm Bureau agent Ryan Lenniger. Tuning in to Shattuck Cardinals softball here on KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Lenniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Here in the second set, Shattuck Cardinals absolutely dominant so far in the first set, 25-14, and leading the second set, 10-3. Shattuck Chiropractic, only got one spine, take arrows. Part of chiropractic care at Shattuck Chiropractic in downtown Shattuck. Private financial expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Ross at Shattuck at 308-430-0760. Feel the heat in this building heating up, a really full house on tap tonight. Shattuck Cardinals in the Gordon Rushall Mustangs. Here's Jenny Pint, will serve it. Goes back, Goings in the back row. Push far side. Sending over his heck, free ball for the Cardinals. Pint comes up from the back row, sets it up for Grice, and she got off balance and hit it into the net. It was a point for the Mustangs.
10-4. Cardinals.
Good serving it will be Jamie Campbell.
Good serve. Dug him on the back row. Pint just punches it over. Trying to get a sneaky kill out of the deal. Swarms gets it tipped in the net. Good play by Pint to come and recover it. Poirier. Here's the toward Alcorn. Comes up with a high arc. After the high arc can pass and gets a kill. 11-4 Cards. Wow. Didn't see this coming. They're absolutely been dominant so far tonight. This Paige Slingsby will serve. Oh, it's a liner. They're going after Goins right now for the Mustangs. Set by Pitt. Bad discussion for the Cardinals right there. It was miscommunication. Russell pushes it over, coming to the far side. Swinging at it with the hammer attempt is Watson. He goes long and wide. He only hits a fan, not paying attention. 11-5. Cards. Hag checked in for Cardinals, and I believe one of the Simonsons checked in for the Mustangs as Martins will serve it. Dug up back here in the back row. Set up for Grice. Grice tips it over and puts it right down. Shattern's finding some with those gaps around the 10-foot line to take advantage of it. Poirier will go back to serve. Quickly Hoffman drops her clipboard. I don't know if she was mad or if Grice knocked it out of her hand as Poirier will serve with a high arcing serve toward Wings in the back row, set near side. Simonson goes off top of the tape. It's point for the Cards. 13-5 Cards in the second set. Serving it is Poirier. She's serving from the near side. Wings catches it from the back row. Pass near side toward Rowan Simonson, and she gets a kill. It's a little cute with it. 1st is at the bowl. Their whistles twice. Didn't see what was going on, but it's a point for the Mustangs. That's going back to serve will be Brendan Kimmy. She walks along the Cardinal logo on the baseline of the basketball court. Jumps up in the air, fires the serve. It's a liner picked up by Haig. Poirier will set it up for Watson. Watson tried to go back right corner, but it's dug up. Quick pass over by Campbell. Alcorn tries to lay it down, but goes long with it. Mustangs now on a quick little 2-0 run. And sorry, it is McKimmy. Pin from the back row. Watson tried to get it. It's high arcing after high arcing. Receive. Alcorn goes in the net with it on the near side. Wow, you don't see that happen too often where it gets hit that hard. We're on the dig off the receive where it goes all the way up and over. You don't see that happen too often. That was incredible. One of the fans in front of me thinks it actually might have touched off someone. Top. As Watson swung at it, hand on the shot into the net, point for the Mustangs, and they're back within six and back within five, four actually. And timeout taken by the Cardinals. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 13-9 here in this second set. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Green Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that are known about a ring unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee. Try their world-class espresso melted with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Cream, a perfect medley in a cup. The encore, of course, with cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. ...13-9 in this second set. Cardinals have been in control of this match. They just burned the first timeout that they've used all match long. Timmy Gordon Rushville going back to serve on a 4-0 run. going to be McKimmy. Serve. She's been in control of it the entire time. This run. Fires it. She was a little bit closer than your sideline on your line on this one. Swinging at it, going long with it is Watson. 5-0 run. Mustangs. Kimmy from the middle. She's been changing up her serve all run long, and that one goes long, so it's a 5-0 run for the Mustangs. 14-10 Cardinals. So it'll be Jesse Alcorn, the freshman, back to serve. Freshman with a bright future. Volleyball. Serves from the near side. Simonson gets it back after the pass and hits it right into the net. Point cards. Blakely Hoffman calling the serve as Alcorn will go right at Simonson, who's right behind the 10-foot line. Back pass, overpass, air by the Mustangs, and the Cardinals are up 15-16-10. Serving it will be Alcorn. She goes back left corner, changed up the spot of the serve. Schultz sends it over. We're here with the dig. Pitt back pass, looking for Behrens. It hits it right to the double block. Swinging at it is Watson. But Russell able to keep it alive. Alcorn saved it. Pitt pushes it up. And Poirier just sends over the free ball. Set by Schultz. Coming near side. Simonson lays it. Dug up by Poirier. And a little bit of miscommunication results in a free ball for the Mustangs. Pass near side. Simonson swings at it. Poirier with another dig. Miscommunication point for Gordon Rushville. Taylor checks in. Riley Schultz checks in for the Mustangs. She'll go back to serve. Add some spin on it for here with the dig. We have 10-foot line. Behrens kills it. She's looking for a spot right on the top of the three-point arc for the basketball court. Got it down as Mitch Slingsby checks back in. Sophie Watson will serve. Goes with the right hand off the top of the tape. Didn't get over. It's a point for the Mustangs. 17-12. Goes back to service, Simonson. Alrighty, got to dig up on the back row, set up for Behrens, hits it off the block, and a kill for Behrens. She had 4 in the first set, now has 3 in the second. Takes over the team leading, kills with 7. She'll be the one with the honors of serving. That's off the top of the tape. It's picked up by Gordon Rushville. Throwing it back over is Grice. Set near side. Martin swung at it. She's looking for a second kill of the match. Swinging at it. Slingsby goes back left corner. Gordon Rushville out of sorts. Miscommunication. That's a point for the Cards. Burns will serve it. That was almost out, but it's dug up on the back row. Barnes will send over the free ball. 19-12 Cards. Pitt tips it over. Fight at the net. What a play by the Cardinals. Pitt sends over the free ball. Almost a disastrous situation. Set far side. Going down and laying the hammer. That is Martins. She's aiming back left corner. Got it down. Senior. One of 3 seniors on this Mustang roster, and circles on top of the tape. Cardinals in trouble. Watson fires it from the back row, and Watson's going to get a kill from the back row. Student section for the Cardinals, wearing all pink to my left. Celebrating that one is 20-13 Cardinals. Absolutely dominating this match so far as Jenny Pent will serve.
And Pitt ends up with an ace. Garden Rush still has a timeout left. They want to use it. As Watson checks in. And it'll serve it. She's aiming back right corner to Martins. She got to Martins. Martins gets it back off the pass. She pushes it over. Pitt sends it. It goes off the divider. It's going for the Mustangs. You know, the divider, that kind of comes down, separates the two halves of the gym. That's what that ball hit off of. It's a point for the Mustangs. They got a break. 21-14 is going back to serve. Will be Kaylee Campbell. Slaps the ball. Comes up to serve. It's the back row. Alcorn with a dig. Pitt sets it. Backside towards Slingsby. Good dig by the Mustangs. Set near side. Martins switches hands in the air. Goes to Poirier in the back left. Back pass to Slingsby. Slingsby kills it. Slingsby. Paige Slingsby will serve it. It's a liner. That was almost out. Goings in trouble. Goes off the basketball hoop. Good play by Schultz. Keep it alive. Shatter just throws it back over and wants to reset things. Set to the near side. Pushing over his Martin. She barely keeps on their side. Back pass. Alcorn off the tip, off fingertips. Set toward the net. Martin tips it over. Poirier with a big dig. Goings. Set near side. Martins aims back right corner and gets a kill. That might have been going wide, but it went off the hand of one of the Cardinal players. 22-15. Cardinals. So it'll be Martins back to serve for the Mustangs. Down by seven. Shatter 3 points away from going up 2-0 as Martins fires the line of the back row. Picked up by Poirier, set far side. Watson fans on the shot. Point Mustangs, 22-16. Serving it is Martins. All good serve. Dug up by Watson in the back row. Back pass to Alcorn, who fires into the double block. Pitt just pushes it over. Martins receives it. Set near side. Simonson swings at it. They're not going to call that off Cardinal, even though it went off one because it hit one of the players on the bench. Taron West was the one that looked like he got run of the force on the bench. So it'll be a point. Cardinals 23-16. Here's Poirier. We'll go back to serve. That's a liner. That's in. That's not good for her first ace of the match. 24-16, set point. Cardinals lead up 2-0. Got swept back on Thursday. Looking to try to do the same for the Mustangs tonight. Poirier will serve. It was middle. Goings able to receive it. Gordon Russell in trouble. Martins swims in the back row. Picked up by Poirier, and she's able going to be able to keep it alive and lay it down to Simonson. Oh, my goodness. Doesn't get hit that much harder than that. Wow. She saw a ball, she saw a space, and she hit ball and killed the space. Wow. I got a new and all from this near side as Simonson will serve it. Down by seven, set point for the Cardinals. Watson, he's back right corner, dug up by Barnes, tipped over by Campbell. Cardinals forced it over the free ball. It's picked up by the Cardinals, and Watson ends the second set. 25-17, the Cardinals win this second set. We're up two sets to none. I include it for Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lenniger. Second set, when it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lenniger. Go ahead and take a break and come back for the third set. Tune in Shannon High Volleyball on KBPY.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too.
If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Third set coming up next. Third set sponsored by Craigson Chamber Law. Experience legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chase Thompson here with you. Cardinals lead 25-14, 25-17, 2-0 in this match. Jump to some more of our sponsors. Scooter's Coffee tried their Oak Glass Espresso melted with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Creating a perfect medley in a cup, the Encore, of course, with green cinnamon and a drizzle of caramel. American Legion, the host of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shadron Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you think about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing and T-Slun and Boutique. I know Tegan's a huge supporter of Shadron Cardinal Athletics. She's here right now, just off to my right. But book your next hair appointment with T-Slun Online or call 308-430-3686. Stop and check out the latest in fashion. 2-0 Cardinals begin this. Preston Schaefer Law, third set. Served by the Cardinals, dug up on the back row. Pint sets it up for Behrens, who gets met at the net. Saloon dives into the stands. Pint sends it over. Set back row for Nashville. Oh, it's a fight, and Chatterton's not going to keep it alive. Point for the Mustangs, 1-0 in this third set. Now back to serve for the Mustangs. This is Riley Scholes. Again, Gordon Rushel going right to left as I see it. Attacking. Scholes gets an ace. Her first one of the match. So we have some stats. Let's look through some so far for you. Bo Behrens lead has 7 kills for the Cardinals. Tied to her first with Paige Slingsby as serve is received. I see them in the back middle. Gat went off a fingertip and it's kill for Slingsby, who now claims the lead in kills with a total of 8. They made a sub. Poirier checked out. Oh, they don't like how Rice checked in. You have to check in from behind the 10-foot line. So back to serve is Behrens. Flat-handed, that might have been out, but McKinney received it. Martin's put in the back row. Dug up by the Cardinals, set for Slingsby, who hits it in the double block. Rice covers it, pass from Penn over to Slingsby, who goes corner hunting, misses on the shot. It's 3-1 Mustang for their first 2-point lead since early in this match. Don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but the last time the Cardinals were up 2-0 at home, well, it was the first home match of the year, the home opener. They lost that match to the Alliance Bulldogs in a thrilling manner. As Simonson serves it, miscommunication on the back row from the Cardinals. Pint forcing it over off the tape. Pint with the kill. Pint's a bigger palm.
Still in her 24th kill of the year. And Cernit will be pent. Tug up on the back row. Set. Forward. Martin sends it over. I beg your pardon. That's Star. Warrior sets it near side. Alcorn goes at it. Dug up on the back row. Just going back left is. At the net is Heck. Good dig by Watson. Getting it back over. Back pass over to Martins. And that's just out of reach. It's point for the Cardinals. 3-3 in this third set. Serving it is Pint from the back row. Fight at the net. Alcorn receives it. Pass over toward Slingsby. Hits it off the block and gets the kill. Four three Cardinals. They reclaim the lead. As Pint will serve it. Punched it. Good received by Reese Simonson. Pick up by Watson on the back row for the Cardinals. Pass far side. Slingsby goes. Corner Hunt misses long. Getting to the setup at four apiece. Three, Dahlia Star. To serve. Goes toward Alcorn, who picks it up from the back right corner. Martins punches it over. Poirier with a dig. Slingsby swings at it. Goes long. Wait for the Mustangs. By the way, Gordon Rushville wearing orange tops with blue shoulders, a blue and orange stripe along the side with blue numbers. Shadow wearing their home white uniforms, red numbers, white top. As killing it is Grice from the middle. The first kill of the set. That is her sixth of the night. That is her 76th on the season. Cardinals are tied 5 apiece with the Mustangs. The red numbers with the Cardinal crest across the chest, black shorts. Both teams are in black shorts. Renushel with white socks, so is the Cardinals. As Serena is Slingsby. Miscommunication for the Mustangs. Free ball fight for the net. A lot of contact between the net. A couple players. Either way, it's a point for the Cardinals. 6-5. Shattered in this third set. Slingsby will serve. She's been hot serving tonight. Does have an ace for the Cardinals. He's their leading attacker. They're aiming that back right, back row, and Gordon Rushell able to keep it alive. It looks like it's going to go long, but it's just dropping in. Gordon Grice finishes off the point with the kill. Set at least two kills in every set so far, now up to 7. Now 77 kills on the season. By the way, Paige Slingsby has 138 kills this season. Will Barron's now at 90, near 90. Surfing, sends this pick up the back row. Martins touches it over. Received by Watson. Pint gets the pass back over to Watson. Watson finishes it off. The timeout taken by Gordon Rushell. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top notch and butter, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take a break for a message from our third set sponsor, Kreitzen Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Shattered Volleyball here on KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Here in this Kreitzen Schaefer Law third set experience to go professionals and values written into the Nebraska Panhandle. Since we're about halfway through this set, we'll go ahead and mention our halftime sponsor for this season, Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Here stops and air on Platte Valley Bank broadcast. Speed with Platte Valley Bank. You belong here. Member FDIC. As Paige Slingsby will serve 8-5 Cardinals. Warren Rush will end this set a little bit more than they've been, as it's been dominant performance by the Cardinals so far, as Slingsby goes back left corner, dug up by Goings, pass near side, miscommunication. And hanging into the net is Reese Simonson. It's a point for the Cardinals, 9-5, Shattern. Slingsby will serve it. That is long. Goins just able to get out of the way. Service error for the Cards. Makes it 9-6. Shattern. Gordon Richel Mustangs only down by 3. So the much serve for the Mustangs will be Kaylee Campbell. She jumps up, fires off the serve. It's with some topspin on it. Set near side toward Alcorn off the block. Punched up in the air by Campbell. Free ball pinned with a receive. Poirier back set over to Watson, who kills it. Watson now with 85 kills on the season. Barons with 7 at 91. As Poirier will serve, Owens able to pick it up the libero to the libero serve as tipping over his Martins. Set by Pitt. Barons at the net. Good dig by Martin. Shoved over by Campbell. Set up for Shattern and their offense. And Alcorn got blocked in net by a double block. Set far side. Watson gets it in. 92 kills this season for Sophie Watson, sophomore. Substitution for Gordon Rushville, 11-6. They're scoring this third set 2-0 Cardinals. Is our set score. Received by Goings, and Gordon Russell struggling with communication right now. Poirier able to get it back up in the air for Cardinals. Watson, far side. That's a kill for Sophie Watson. That's her high for set this match 4 already, and the Cardinals lead 12-6. It's been Watson, it's been Bryce, it's been Slingsby in this third set for the Cards. As Poirier was served. Goes off the tape, dug up by the Mustangs, set far side. Martins hits it off the block. That's a point. It's her first kill of the set. Marshall at the side out now. They're going to go back to serve with Emma Martins to serve it. Martins fires it lefty. Pick up by Poirier in the back row. Hint pushes it far side. Goings with the dig, fired the net. Tip back over by Watson, and Watson off the roof block gets the point for the Cardinals, 13-7. Alcorn will serve it up for the Cards. Ready. Goes cross court. Ace. Serve. Does Alcorn. 14-7 Cards. Alcorn will serve 14-7. It goes off the top of the tape, off the face of Goings, and another ace for Alcorn. First two aces of the matchup game and the last two serves. 15-7. She's a freshman. I'm shocked the student section is not chanting. Alcorn will serve it once again. Third in a row for the Alcorn. That one goes off top of the tape. This one stays on the Cardinals' side. One for the Mustangs. 15-8 Cards. Goings will check out. Salem will check in. So you're checked in for both sides. On the flip side for both sides. Back to serve for the Mustangs is McKinney. That's a hierarchy one. Warrior catches it with the fingertips. Pass near side. Watson. Watson gets a kill. As long as we all check in for the Cardinals. Here at Hague. We'll check out. As Watson will go back to serve. Watson. Dug up by Simonson. Simonson gets the pass back. That's off the top of the tape, but stays on their side. 17-8. Cardinals looking like they're going to complete the dominant sweep tonight. Be good momentum going into the atrociously tough Twin Cities, and by it doesn't get much tougher than what's upcoming for the Cardinals. Gordon Rushell will be the one seed in the Western Trails Conference as an ace for Sophie Watson. Timeout. Gordon Rushville Mustangs 18-8. The Shattern Cardinals lead. Gordon Rushville late in this third set. An incredible night. where the Cardinals get their doors blown off by Scutzwell back on Thursday and about to do the same to the Gordon Rushville Mustangs. Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. And coming up here shortly, I'll give my Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson. That's Service Barber's longtime supporter of our area athletes, and Donnie Dotson did an incredible job cutting my hair this morning. Glad I got to meet Donnie. And every time I run to one of our sponsors and supporters, it's always awesome to meet. So if you see me, say hi. I'm always like meeting you all and thanking you for supporting what we're doing here at Shatterhead Sports to be able to come out and bring you these games throughout the season. 18-8 is the score. Timeouts, by the way, are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top notch of Burger, including Hats, Lindemann, Checkins, and personalized stuffed animals. 18-8 cars. As they break the huddles out of timeout. Going back to serve will be Watson. Watson will serve. And another ace. It goes right to the hands of Simonson. And Warren Rushville is just struggling right now for the last 5 points. For the Cards to come off of aces. 18-8 Cards. And the serve goes to the back row. Hit up by Martins. Pass near side. That's Star. That's a point. She hit it with the palm of her hand. 20-8 Cards. Serving it will be Watson. Goes back middle, dug up by the Mustangs. On the back row, Martin swings out it. Poirier able to get a dig. Pitts keeps it alive. Saloon pushes it over. Oh, what a shot! I believe that was Kelly Campbell. Goes back to serve is number 7, Schultz. Pick up on the back row from the Cardinals. Set near side to Slingsby. It's in a double block. That was an incredible block. Slingsby will get another shot. She misses the block that time. Dug up back row. Shot over by Simonson. And just the Barons. Barons gets cute with it and gets the kill. 21-9. Doesn't get much more dominant than this. Barons will serve. Liner, Barons with an ace. Last time these two teams played, it went to all five. I did not think that closing time would be a song you pulled up on the playlist this early in this match. And it's from Martins from the back row. Swung at it. Watson, command 10-foot line, hits it in the net, and you can keep that. You can stay here just a little bit longer, your Cardinal fan. 22-10. That's getting set to serve is Simonson. It's a bullet. Poirier catches it from the back row. Set up for Grice. Grice off the block. And a kill for Grice. On 3-10, Cards about to pull off a major win. It's pinned from the back row. Look up. By McKinney at the net, shoving it toward the back row, and it's long, and Cardinals are looking at set point, 24-10. The Brooms might be coming out of the closet here in a second. Vinny Pint at the serve. It's a high arcing one, dug up. Now the Mustangs just beyond the 10-foot line. Free ball coming for the Cardinals. And we'll get the dig. Poirier pass. Near side. Alcorn! Dug up by the Mustangs. And sending it over is Kristen Heck. It will set up for Grice, who sends it down, and the Brooms are out. The Cardinals have swept the Mustangs 25-10 in this third set. What a performance by the Shattering Cardinals. Back on Thursday night, they struggled against the Scottsbluff Bearcats. And tonight, needing a big win going into the Twin Cities invite coming up this weekend. The Cardinals come out and go 25-14, 25-17, 25-10. Bring out the Brooms.
I cannot believe it. It's not even 8 o'clock yet, and closing time might be on the playlist. What a night for the Cardinals as they pull off this 3-0 win. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and start our postgame. You're tuning in. Shannon High Volleyball here on KBPY.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Back on Thursday night, the Chadron Cardinals were swept by the Scottsville Bearcats. Tonight, they're back at home. They were back at home, took on the Gordon Rushville Mustangs, and you asked your team out after matches like what happened this past Thursday night against Scottsville, how do you respond? What do you do in your next match?
Well, sometimes teams fold, but what you want to see out of your team is how they did things tonight for the Chadron Cardinals. They sweep the Gordon Rushville Mustangs 25-14, 25-17, 25-10. The Brooms are out tonight here at Chadron High School, the Birdcage. Cardinals are now 9-11 on the season. Mustangs drop to 11-5. Before I forget, I got to give out my service barbershop player of the game. I got a little out of control in that third set with the Cardinals just absolutely dismantling the Mustangs. So just looking through my stats tonight, there's three players that fully deserve, in my opinion. Sophie Watson, Paige Slingsby, and Bo Barron. Sophie Watson, Joe Grison, Paige Slingsby. You know what? How about this? First time in the three games that I've done so far for the Chadron Cardinals, I'm not going to give it to the best player. I'll go ahead and give it to the freshman, Jesse Alcorn, who ended the night with 2 kills and 2 aces. That kind of spurred the run in the third set for Chadron to complete this dismantling of the Gordon Rushville Mustangs, 25-10. So, yeah, I'll give it to Jesse Alcorn tonight as my service barbershop player of the game. Donnie Dotson, service barber, is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. But just an incredible night for the Chadron Cardinals. Taking care of business. Tonight, finishing with 8 kills is Bo Barons. Also with 9 is Sophie Watson. Joe Grice finished with 8 as well. Paige Slingsby with 9 as well for the Chadron Cardinals. So we had 2 players with 9 kills, both the top 2 hitters for the Chadron Cardinals. And Paige Slingsby and Sophie Watson leading the team with aces. I believe that was Bo Barons. Yeah, it was Barons. Okay, so let me run through this real quick. Barons finished with 8 9-kills. Watson ended up with 4 and 5 9. Slingsby ended up with 3 5
7, 10. No, 9. So we had three players with 9 kills for the Shattuck Cardinals tonight. Yeah, that was an incredible performance for the Cardinals. And Bo Baron Slade led team with aces and 4. Other stat performance for the Shattuck Cardinals include Jenny Pint with an ace and a kill in that second set. Riley Poirier got an ace in the second set. And Jesse Alcorn, my service bar shot player of the game, ended up with 2 kills and 2 aces. Both those aces came and start that run in the third and final set of the night. Well, go ahead and take another break. We'll come back for more postgame. This postgame show is sponsored by Fit7. No excuses, just results, open 7 days a week.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
We're back here on the Fit7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here on the Platte Valley Bank broadcast. We have one final time for tonight. Platte Valley Bank, keep along here. Member FDIC. Looking at Gordon Russell's stats for you real fast, I have Rowan Simonson, the leader in kills, with 4 on the night. Also, Emma Martins finished with 4 as well. They only had 2 aces between everybody in this evening, Riley Scholes and Rowan Simonson, with aces on the night for the Mustangs, who dropped to 11-5 on the season. They go to the Western Trails Conference Tournament on Thursday in Gibbon. They'll be the ones who get the bye in the first round. Then they'll be up in Leeds, South Dakota, on Saturday in the Mile High Invite. Shattern, 9-11, they got the Twin Cities Invite coming up on Saturday. Our next broadcast of Shattern High School Volleyball will be in 14 days when they host the Sydney Red Raiders in their home finale of the regular season. Come and join us here in 2 weeks from the Birdcage. Hope to get things started around 6 o'clock like normal for volleyball. But tomorrow night over on 610 AM KCSR, we get Sports Weekly. I'll have representatives from Shattern State Athletics joining me. You can hear that from 6 to 7. And 610 AM KCSR. Then Thursday night on KCSR, we got Thursday night football. Friday night's just a day full of football, and we do got volleyball here on KVPY. Jeremy Anderson will be in Crawford for Hay Springs and Crawford. We'll get started with things around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I believe. Football starting at 7. And on 610 AM KCSR, our next broadcast is Shattern High School Athletics. Chase County comes to town. 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff. Got some homework to do because Quentin Bailey's going to crack 5,000 yards, hopefully in the middle of the second quarter, based on the math I've been doing for what he's been doing. So tune in for that. I will be sure to have not just where he's at in terms of total, but 11-man as well. It's going to be hard to kind of differentiate between classes of 11-man. I'll just have to go off 11-man football. Quinn Bailey, one of the top running backs in the nation at the high school level. So we'll tune in for that Friday night, beginning at 5:30 with kickoff following at 6. That'll do it for us here from the Birdcage tonight. Shattering sweeps the Gordon Rushville Mustangs 25-14, 25-17, 25-10. I'm Chase Thompson saying good night from the Birdcage. I'll wrap this broadcast up and get back to classic hits here on KBPY.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Wild's Barn Grill and Bud Light are teaming up to give you a chance to win tickets to Super Bowl 59. Wild's Barn Grill will host the Bud Light football face-off on Thursday, October 17th, when the Denver Broncos square off with the New Orleans Saints. The winner advances to regionals, where the stakes are raised with a chance at Broncos tickets or a trip to Vegas to compete for the ultimate prize, two tickets to Super Bowl 59. Drink specials, giveaways, and so much more on October 17th at Wild's Barn Grill. The Bud Light football face-off. Must be 21 years of age to play.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's saying,
love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
What I mean. What's your name?
The greatest classic hits play here.
Hi, this is Billy Joel.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Classic hits on KBBY.
A commitment to volunteer service is one of the many things that makes Nebraska so special. Volunteers give their time, energy, and resources, and they ask for nothing in return. The Step Forward Awards ensures they're recognized for all they do. Those honored this year for the impact they've made in their communities are Gretchen Mack of Omaha, Kira Montiel of Papillion, Vern Hickok of Cairo, Mildred Moody of Gehring, Blue River Arts Council in Crete, Nebraska Land Bank in North Platte, Lincoln Industries in Lincoln, Centralyn Meredith of Seward, Deb Zobel of Ashland, Sally Harms of Wisner, Senator Diana Shimick of Lincoln, and Rick Weimer of West Point. Serve Nebraska thanks all nominators, nominees, and sponsors for helping us celebrate volunteerism. To learn more about the Step Forward Awards and this year's honorees, visit serve.nebraska.gov. Sponsored by Serve Nebraska, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
For the special occasions in your life, weddings, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, holidays, births, reunions, the most unique personalized gifts are at Engravers. Get engraved wine glasses, picture frames, coffee cups with photographs on them. There's so many gifts you'll be making up holidays of your own just so you'll have a reason to give a gift from Engravers. Stop in at Engravers, 230 Bordeaux in Chadron, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. or call 432-8371, Engravers of Chadron.
From head to toe, including orthopedic and wound care, Chadron Community Hospital has you covered with their wide range of specialty providers. Take the first step towards a healthier you with Chadron Community Hospital.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich. Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich.
No, I didn't actually.
Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich.
Spicy try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger and Runza Sandwich with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because from the way we make it to the way it makes you feel, Runza makes it all better.
Time for a look at the forecast tonight. Clear skies and cooler lows in the low 50s. Breezy south winds will cut that even further, gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow the wind will go down southwest as high as 15, but the temps will go up high in the mid-80s and haze until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Overnight clear and again cooler lows in the low 40s. Thursday sunny skies, highs in the low 70s, and Friday warming up to 82.
Plot and scheme. Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like Jason.
Classic Ballads on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads then, wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on. Make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me.
Tonight. I'm not talking
you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. 1077 KBBY.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-506-3573 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-506-3573 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-506-3573.
Whether you like fishing together or fishing to get away, for the thrill of reeling in a big one, or just going out to have a good time, on the banks of your local pond, at a bend in a river, or on one of our many lakes and reservoirs, you'll always find the perfect place to cast a line. Here, beneath Nebraska skies. Start planning your next fishing adventure today at letsfishnebraska.com. Sponsored by Nebraska Game and Parks, aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Looking to get a home project done while it's cold outside? For interior work like drywall, flooring, or small-scale remodels, call Danielson Construction at 430-5351.
When you see the car salesman or service technician out in the real world, you guessed it. They're just like you and me. They go to church, the baseball game, or the rodeo. These individuals do their very best to provide you with quality and value, but they also want to be just the neighborhood friend. These kind of people are who you'll find at Wahlstrom Ford of Chadron. They're professionals, but also friends. Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, where lasting friendships begin 50 years in and counting.
Time for a look at the forecast tonight. Clear skies and cooler lows in the low 50s. Breezy south winds will cut that even further. Gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow the wind will go down southwest as high as 15, but the temps will go up high in the mid-80s and haze until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Overnight clear and again cooler lows in the low 40s. Thursday sunny skies, highs in the low 70s, and Friday warming up to 82.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, oh, all right. Come on, y'all. Ooh, yeah. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
What a mighty, mighty good man.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
All right, sing it now.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Yes, he is.
And give much respect to the man that's made a difference in my world. And although most men are hoes, he goes on the down low, cause I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it, because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I wanna have your baby.
Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven, from 7 to 7.
open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversations over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find. My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that. I got a good man.
This is